Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Chris Curry is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his passion for music and also entertainment, but also what it's been like for him to help discover other talent as well as to nurture that talent in others. We want to talk to him about some of his previous endeavors as well as how he uses the platform that he has to be able to bring attention to causes that matter to him. If you're just now hearing about Mr. Curry, we're going to tell you all a little bit later. You can stay connected with him as well as keep up with what's coming up next for him. Before we get into that, though, we're going to take a quick break. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
Siri Austin Entertainment presents award-winning author Iris Bowling's latest release, Fatal Mistake. Can you have love without trust? Sports agent Nicholas Brooks placed his trust in the wrong hands. For Erica Kennedy, it was a sting operation gone bad. Nicholas Brooks was her one fatal mistake. Romance that entertains, educates, and inspires. Get your copy of Fatal Mistake today at irisbowling.net.
Looking for a cool mystery to help you get through the summer? Author Paul Jansen has just the book for you. It's called The Ice Cream War. Jerry, a California surfer, returns to his hometown and opens an ice cream shop where he is giving away his ice cream. This threatens Mary, owner of the only other ice cream shop in town, with disaster until there is a murder in Jerry's shop. Mary then finds herself trying to prove that Jerry didn't kill anyone, and Jerry ends up working beside her in her ice cream shop. The plot continues to thicken along the way, and between the war and the murder, things are getting as sticky as fudge in a hot July day, with four-year-old murders adding to the mystery. You can get your own copy of the cool read, The Ice Cream War, on Amazon.com, both in paperback as well as on Kindle, and you can find out more information about Paul Jansen on his website at www.pauljansen.com. That's www.pauljansen.com.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Before we get into our main interview, we're going to go into our musical mix. Today it's featuring A Great Big World. Many of you know them, of course, because of their hit song they had last year with Christina Aguilera, that being Say Something. This year they have a brand new single. It's called Hold Each Other. Here is A Great Big World. You're listening to Conversations Live.
I miss the sounds of yesterday. I miss the games we used to play, like gold. I was trapped inside a dream. I couldn't see her next to me. I didn't know she set me free, like gold. Something happens when I hold her. She keeps my heart from getting older. When the days get short and the nights get a little bit colder, we hold each other. We hold each other. We hold each other. Everything looks different now. All this time my head was down. He came along and showed me how to let go. I can't remember where I'm from. All I know is who I've become. That our love has just begun, like, oh. Something happens when I hold him. He keeps my heart from getting broken.
other. We hold each other.
Yo, if I'm stressing you, that blessing is sent from heaven. These days start to feel like hours, and hours feel more like seconds. People judge us, they couldn't see the connection. When I look at you, it's like I'm looking back at my reflection. I don't see nothing different, our pigments, they coincide. We hold each other so tight, they couldn't break us if they tried. My eyes are those of the blind, I see no color or size. I feel the love in your touch, and I trust what's inside your mind. Okay, I know that we've been through a lot. I know that we both grew up. You know I miss you a lot. When I was young, I was dumb. Didn't think you fit in my plot. And I appreciate the break because I love what we got now. You give me chills and I can't imagine you leaving. If I could build a perfect person, honestly, you would be it. Cause you know nobody knows you like I know you. I can't wait to come back home so I can hold you. Yeah.
Something happens when I hold her. She keeps my heart from getting older. When the days get short and the nights get a little bit colder, we hold each other. We hold each other. We hold each other. Mm-hmm. We hold each other. We hold each other. We hold each other.
That was A Great Big World with Hold Each Other. Make sure you guys are staying connected with the group at agreatbigworld.com. That single is available through our friends at amazon.com, so make sure you all add it for yourself. As I said, we're speaking to Chris Curry during this segment. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of the entertainment industry, but what it's been like for him to use that platform to not only to showcase the talents of others, but also to bring attention to causes that matter to him. If you're interested in finding out how you all can stay connected with Chris, we'll tell you that information too. But Chris, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much. And how are you today?
Hey, doing really good. Well, Chris, we're going to get into how you're using the platform here in just a bit to be able to spotlight things that matter to you. But I want to first of all talk about what it's been like for you to see the response. Because one thing you've been able to do is not only share your own love of the industry, but then, of course, to be able to support others as well. I mean, what has that been like for you to see the way that people appreciate that?
Well, it's quite gratifying to understand that the utilizing the art form of music as well as videos have been quite gratifying in having them understand the message that I feel is quite important, not only just for myself, but for the world in general.
Yeah. So when did you first realize that that was going to be your vehicle, Chris? When did you know that music was going to be the thing that not only was able to allow you to spotlight your gifts, but also to be able to raise other people up?
Back in 1973, when there was a killing of Clifford Glover in Jamaica, Queens, and trying to get the information out there, and I found, since I was at a radio station at the time, the thing that a lot of folk in the general community had in common, that was music. Listening to music at stations. I could put out leaflets, I could put out speeches, but no one really paid attention unless it was in a musical format. So that was when I realized that, you know, music is the way to go to try to get a message across to a group of people collectively.
Yeah. Have you also found that music has also kind of been that universal language where it seems as though no matter what someone may look like or where they're from, it seems to reach them where they are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In all phases of music, not only for this particular message, but in all the messages that I was able to be part of, especially in the 70s, working with a group called Ray Gordon Brown and producing music and working with the late great icon, who was a great friend of mine, Isaac Hayes, and just listening to how music and lyrics and stories were put together to be able to utilize what we would call the romantic period of time, where music was the binding factor. People were just connected.
Yeah. I think that is the interesting thing, and I think that has been, again, what people have really appreciated. So I mentioned the other part of what you've been able to do is not only realize the power of music for yourself, but then to be able to take that platform and to make it available to help, you know, to especially find new talent. Why has that been important for you? Because there are some people who, when they have found their own lane, they're very comfortable just staying in that lane themselves, becoming the best they can. Not everyone is as concerned about helping that next generation. Why has that been so important for you?
I think where I began really germinating toward that was at the Apollo Theater when I was there with the late Ralph Cooper, who was in his own right a great performer and MC, and was perhaps, you know, going back to the 30s and 40s, what he represented. And being backstage and watching the performers, they would leave the stage, you know, so heartbroken because, you know, the Apollo crowd could be quite brutal. And there was one young lady, I'll never forget it, who was over in the corner, was sitting there and was crying. And she said her grandmother and her friends, everyone told her she could sing, she could sing, she could sing. And I guess rightfully so, that's what they're supposed to do. But no one was really giving her the information on how to present themselves. And that's when it opened up to me that I was going to assist as many people as possible to give them the information that is necessary in order to be successful. And success is germane to whatever they feel it is, but to be successful in the musical field, be it the Apollo Theater or America's Got Talent or The Voice. And so much so, the winner of the 2011 America's Got Talent was one of my students. He took the whole thing and got $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it has to be a great feeling for you then to know that not only that what you have been able to learn has benefited you, but also is now able to benefit others. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you that a big part of it is not just about the talent. It really is about realizing the business element. Do you think that's one thing that is missing today, that people don't realize that even though it's something that may be fun, something that's enjoyable, that the music business is still a business?
Well, this generation, I think, gets it. My generation and the generations after that, perhaps we didn't, but this generation has definitely moved forward with, one, understanding business, two, going after the money, and three, perhaps creating some type of conglomerate where they would expand their brand beyond music. So I think this generation definitely gets the business component of what it is, so much so that sometimes it overrides the talent, where they're more interested in the money than actually in cultivating their talent.
Got you. And I think that is a great thing to be able to keep in mind when it comes to whatever you're doing, I think, in life. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome Mr. Chris Curry to our program today. He's an individual that's not only been able to realize the power of music in his own life, but then, of course, to be able to share that with others and to nurture that in others as well. So you mentioned, of course, you know, being able to have individuals that have, you know, been able to benefit from what you've shared, Mr. Curry, and been able to see that reward in a tangible way. How does that make you feel to know that you have been a part of their journey and of their success?
Well, I'm quite elated to know that I have been able to share information with whoever, whether they're on top of their game or even just starting out, because it's just quite gratifying to understand that you have shared something and they were able to utilize it, whether it is in day one, year one, or 10 or 15 years later. But to be able to give them information that they can utilize and use if they desire to, it is there.
Yeah. I think that is it. What is it that keeps you inspired? Because the industry has changed so much over the past 30 years. What is it that has kept you inspired and kept it fun for you?
Well, first of all, not trying to be in the industry. And I say that so much so that if you have a passion for something and you love it and you understand it and you're doing it for the good of all, the good of mankind, the good of yourself, your family, your community, anything else that emanates from that is secondary. Primary is having the passion, and I have the passion every day getting up, knowing that I have the ability to create and to continue to create and to share. If something occurs, as we call it, quote unquote, in the industry, that comes from this, that allows me to move forward, even financially, whatever else, that's just secondary and is an additional blessing. But the first one is knowing that I can.
Knowing that you can. Have you always had the belief in yourself, or is it something that has come along the way?
Oh, no, always. All the way back to kindergarten when I got up in kindergarten class and sang Home, Home on the Range, which is an old cowboy song.
Right. Wow. And I think, you know, to be able to have that kind of courage and confidence has to definitely have served you well. One of the things that has also changed in the time that you have been in the business, Mr. Curry, is that, of course, especially with the Internet, you know, we're able to connect with people in a quicker way. Sometimes some people may say it's maybe too easy to connect with individuals. But social media has become a big part of the world, especially for those individuals that are in the public. I mean, how has that kind of transformed the way that you're able to reach people, even over the years, being able to share with them what you're doing as well as the services you have to offer?
Oh, yes. It is an immense, fabulous tool that we now have in front of us to be able to quickly get information to others and receive information and to be able to share ideas and thoughts. And I just think the Internet is something that is a wonderful tool at this particular point in time to have access to.
You mentioned earlier when I was asking you about treating it like a business, you said that this generation, you believe, gets it. Do you think that one thing that has happened, and I think you alluded to it, but I'd like to talk about it a little bit, do you think one thing that has happened is that there has been less attention on the consumer? And what I mean by that is less attention on the actual craft itself and maybe too much emphasis then on the business aspect for the artist?
Absolutely. The artist now feels that they want to get paper. They want to get paid. You want to get paid for what? Well, you haven't developed it enough to be able to warrant having any type of income. But then again, no, that might be totally correct, because if you have an audience and the audience accepts what you're giving them, even though it might be a watered down version of what we used to do perhaps in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, but you have an audience for it and the audience is willing to pay for it, well, so be it. But definitely, yeah, their craft, I don't think is as great as it could be. I don't think they're working as hard to endear themselves to historically what has gone before them with other artists, other performers, other writers, so that they can be the best they can be.
And I think, again, another great lesson. And you have then also, by example, and just since you said that, you know, have shown that it's not just about you, because you've been able to, again, use the platform that you have, use the know-how that you have to be able to inspire others. I mentioned earlier, of course, what you've been able to do in coaching others and helping them in that regard. But you've also made a point of making sure that you are bringing attention to those causes and those things that matter to you. Is that, again, just a part of who you are, do you think?
Yes. Yes, because I grew up in a time where we had what we call community. Community when I was in the South, community when I was in Brooklyn growing up in the projects, where everyone kind of looked out for each other and supported each other. And, I mean, if my family had some rice and this other family had some sugar, and we would actually share. And it was just endearing to what we called the community. We were all family in those buildings. And it moves on, and we looked out for each other. And moving on in my life, I felt it necessary to always be concerned about others as well as having others concerned about yourself.
Yeah, and what a great thing. What a great thing to be able to share with other people For sure. Again, everyone, Mr. Chris Curry has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking to him not only about what he's also been able to learn for himself about the power of music, but what it's been like for him to channel that to be able to not only find success in his own life, but also, of course, to be able to inspire and motivate and to train others along the way. Also, if you notice in this conversation, he talked about emphasis, where the emphasis should be, and it really is on, you know, being able to be the best of yourself. Is that one of the things you share, especially with young people, Mr. Curry, about the importance of being the best you and bringing the best of yourself to everything that you do?
Absolutely. Because it's like a saying they have in basketball. There is only one game of basketball, but there are different levels of how the sport is played. In performing, I mean, once again, if your audience accepts certain things within the context of what you're doing and you're comfortable there, well, then that's success to you at that particular level. I cannot tell you that you were not successful. But if you aspire to want to be in a major arena or a major platform, you have to up your game and understand exactly what it is you're doing.
Yeah, I think that is it. What a great thing for all of us to remember. Mr. Curry, how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
All right, they can actually give me a call at 212-502-1122. 212-502-1122.
All right. So make sure you all are staying connected with Mr. Curry for sure and the work that he's been able to do. And not only, I think, in being able to inspire others, but also to help them to reach their goals as well. Mr. Curry, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
All right. Take care. And thank you very much for having me on as a guest. Have a good
day. You do the same thing. Thank you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. You can also find the link on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.